The Insurance Coffee House is hosted by Insurance Search. Insurance Search provides executive recruitment services to insurance companies, brokers, and insurtechs in the UK and across the United States, attracting and retaining the most successful leaders to your insurance business. To find out more, visit insurance-search.com. The Insurance Coffee House, the place where you get to meet and be inspired by the most successful insurance business leaders from across the world. Hosted by Nick Hoadley, CEO of Insurance Search.
Welcome to the Insurance Coffee House. Today, I am delighted to be joined by Denise Nichols. Denise is the Chief People Officer at Fortitude Re and joins me on the line from Jersey City this morning. Welcome to the show, Denise.
Thank you for having me.
Denise, great to have you on. Really looking forward to hearing more about Fortitude Re and some of our other areas for discussion today. Before we do, though, as we are in the Insurance Coffee House today, what's your go-to coffee of choice?
Well, this might be a little disappointing for coffee aficionados, but I am a black coffee drinker. Only one cup a day. And then if I want another pick-me-up, I go for a matcha latte with oat milk.
It must be a very strong black coffee then.
Strong black coffee, yeah.
Denise, for our listeners, would you mind sharing more, a little bit more about your background, your personal career, maybe some of those steps along the way that's led you into the position you have there now as the Chief People Officer at Fortitude Re? Do you mind sort of giving us an overview of that?
I'd be happy to. As I thought about it, I think the consistent theme across my career journey is I'm a risk taker, which is interesting, isn't it? Given that I'm in the risk business now. What I mean by that is I always looked for additional challenge, something different, something that I could fix, launch, do differently. I started my career in the investment banking industry, and that taught me a lot about attention to detail, being caring and aggressive towards goals at the same time. I left investment banking in the dot-com era. And I should say, when I was in investment banking, I was both in HR and moved out of HR into operations and then back to HR. So I had a little bit of a varied background there, always looking for, you know, what could I learn and do differently. During the dot-com boom, I thought, well, if I don't take a leap and try something new now, when will I do it? So I left what at the time seemed like it could be a lifelong career at an established investment bank and moved out to the Silicon Valley area, worked for two different startups. In both of them, had the experience of taking them up and expanding and then dismantling. So really the whole journey in both of those, when I reflect back on that part of my career, it is the most significant learning I have had in terms of how to run a business, what to do and what not to do, the potential of people at all levels to contribute in every way. After being out there for a few years, though, I started to feel that hockey stick growth really start to flatten. I looked around and thought, if I want to continue to grow my portfolio and what I know and how I can contribute to an organization, I got to get back to a place where I can surround myself with people who know more than me that I can learn from. And then through my network, I got a call from Marsh McLennan, and it was my first experience with insurance. When I got the call, I thought, well, this might not be for me. I'm used to fast-paced, high growth, lots of change, but I was impressed with the people that I met and I took the leap, but I still wasn't sure. You know? And then 14 plus years later, I was sucked into the insurance world pretty heavily. And I always refer to it as like a tractor beam. You know, once you're in, you're really never going to get out. And when I was at MMC or Marsh McLennan, I really had a wonderful opportunity to do many, many things. I had several jobs, sometimes two at a time, you know, really doing varied things. I stepped out of HR again while I was there and really worked as the chief administrative officer for their global portfolio, their global business. And that has given me wonderful perspective as an HR leader to be in and out of HR. And if you think about it, on both sides of the table, right? As a business leader and a customer of HR, and then on the other side. I left Marsh McLennan at a time where I thought my personal growth, my ability to challenge myself was stagnating, although I still think of it as a wonderful place to be from. And I thought I was going to go into executive coaching and focus on that. And then I got a call from Voya, and I thought that might be an interesting adventure. So I went to Voya, and I was the head of HR for their health and wealth businesses, and did that for a couple of years before the siren song of executive coaching called me again, because I do love working in that space of advising people on how to be their best selves and really helping unlock potential and future performance. I had left Voya and I had launched my own business in executive coaching, which I loved and I was very happy to do. And then I got a call from a search firm partner that I have known for many, many years saying, I know you're not looking. Please just go meet with them as like a benchmark example of what a chief people officer could be. And I got to tell you, when I met with them, I thought, this is pretty cool. I mean, it is the combination of the things that I've done in my career in terms of high growth, pretty deal oriented. So very akin to investment banking, but in that tractor beam of insurance. So I can leverage all of that experience I have there. And it's really all about how to build a sustained high performing organization that's centered on people. So once I met them, even though I thought I wasn't interested, I was really, really excited. And that's how I got here.
Well, thank you for that, Denise. I 100% agree with you that you are a risk taker. Some of those moves there along the way, I mean, I think it was more Lynch to leave a career path that you had mapped out there to move to those startups. And then also as well, the fact that you've been entrepreneurial yourself and starting up your own executive coaching business. And then pulling that together with the different aspects of insurance, so Marsh McLennan, and now obviously in the work that you're doing there at Fortitude Re, it does feel like a combination of all that experience and all those skills that you picked up. It feels like the perfect melting pot for this opportunity. In terms of your role there at Fortitude Re, would you mind giving me some overview of the role and responsibilities, what the objectives are that you're looking to do there as the HR leader for the business?
I'm the chief people officer. I wasn't that when I was hired, just to be clear. So I changed the title. I also changed the department from HR to people and culture. And there's a real reason around that. The reason being we are nothing without our people. Our whole business is centered around our people. And the term HR is a construct of an economist in the 1800s, talking about people as commodities, just like paper and pens, right? So we really wanted to make the point that's not what this is about anymore, right? So I'm the chief people officer. In addition to that, for part of my role, I'm also responsible for marketing, communications, and branding for the company, which is a whole other function, although very tangentially related to what we do around people. And I run our corporate social responsibility, which we call Fortitude Re for Good.
I love the fact that the marketing and the PR, the branding side of the business is very closely linked with HR. Insurance is very much a people business. And I think sometimes we forget that actually it's just as important to market the employer value proposition they have, the opportunities that you have as an organization, to the talent pool out there, to those potential candidates, to those potential future colleagues and future co-workers, as opposed to just always marketing and branding towards clients and prospects on that side to brokers. I think that's great. In terms of the business, would you mind giving us a snapshot of where you are now as an organization, maybe some of the markets that you operate in for those who are not so aware of Fortitude Re?
Fortitude Re, as a reinsurer, we help our clients solve complex risk transfer needs. We have grown tremendously over the last several years. So we're between 400 and 500 people at present. Fortitude Re was a carve out from AIG back in the day, and it has grown rapidly over the last several years. In terms of the markets that we're in the life and annuity business, we're in the property and casualty business, and we work in the US, in Bermuda, in Japan, and we operate and do business where we can best serve those clients.
And I know very much part of your role there as the chief people officer, and you've made that very clear, people and culture, people and talent, not so much a human resources tag that's so easy for us to refer to. As part of your role there, I know you're looking to build out a real human-centric culture, having people right at the center of the business. Can you share a little bit more about that and what that means to you there at Fortitude Re?
I am passionate about it. I took a lot of ribbing. I still do, actually, for changing the name of the department. So it is actually something I'm committed to. I was slow to come to the party on the retitling of HR. I have to admit myself, part of that is I thought it's like a rose by any other name. Who cares really what you call it? But the world has changed, right? And in order to unlock true potential for a company and its performance, you have to really focus on the people and unlocking their true potential as whole individuals. And so that's part of what's behind that. And this idea of human centricity and putting people as our priority and at the center of what we do really helps us to make decisions as a business in a way that enables our people to not only bring their whole selves to work, but focus on developing themselves across the spectrums of things that make them people. And that unlocks such tremendous potential and their ability to perform at a level that you couldn't really expect otherwise.
Now, I know that is key to you as a business, key to you as an organization. Do you find that being at a slightly smaller organization, obviously, than some of those larger entities gives you that opportunity to really build that out from the ground up?
Yeah, it's part of what makes my job so fun. I do. I think, you know, this notion of human-centric leadership is not something that comes naturally to people who have grown up professionally over the last, you know, 20 years, let's say. But once you get into it, we're doing a lot of development of managers this year. That's our huge development focus because that's going to help unlock great performance for our people. But if you think about authenticity in communications and transparency, you think about empathy and understanding where people are, being adaptive and being able to flex things, it starts to make sense in terms of why that works. And because we are a smaller company, we get to focus more on development, I think, and we get to experiment. You know, we're doing some pretty cool things that, having been in very large companies, it's hard to take those experiments. And we can do that here in a way that's a lot of fun to sort of see it come to life.
Being in reinsurance, we know in reinsurance, typically the deal sizes are much larger than you'll see on the traditional insurance side of things. So do you find as well that by having those small little percentage increases in performance that can have actually a really big outcome on the business because of the size of the deals involved in terms of the client sizes that you're working with as well?
Yeah, I mean, think about these deals are complex. They're not only large, and we just closed the largest reinsurance deal in Bermuda at the end of last year. It wasn't only large, it was highly complex. And the work that it took across the enterprise to really close that and bring that to fruition, it's hard work. It's complicated. It requires collaboration. It requires a lot of bottling and intense thought and discussion. And that's why this is so important for our people. And because we're focused on our people, it allows us to really do a transaction like that.
Because of the complex nature of that work, the productivity levels can come from actually giving people more space, more opportunity to take time off or to invest in themselves so that they can be very focused on those very complex deals rather than it being a high volume but sort of low transactional work.
Go back to my professional history, right? If you think about investment banking as an industry, that's very much of a burn and churn type of mentality, right? Drive really hard, people burn out, and then they go try something different. That's not really a sustainable model. And so we're really focused on trying to create that balance for our people. The work is hard, but we make sure we find opportunities for people to unplug from work.
Retention of those key performing individuals as well is so important as well. In terms of some of those initiatives as part of that, then, so you talk about human-centric approach to this? Are there some initiatives that are working particularly well that you've launched so far?
I mean, I could tell you what our people talk about and what they point to: unlimited PTO, paid time off. That can cut both ways, right? So you can't just have the policy and expect it to work out. We really focus on encouraging people to take time off. We focus on making sure managers enable that time off. So it's not just a policy that we write and publish. It's something that we have to constantly focus and practice. In addition to that unlimited PTO, and part of how we're trying to inspire people to actually create that balance, we close the company for a week every summer. So everyone is off for a week, and we call it a hashtag Fortitude Reunplugged. And we share with each other what we've done and some most incredible stories and pictures that people will share on our, you know, company's team channel about what they did. It gives you inspiration for what you might want to do on your next holiday. We do it in August because that's a high holiday period, and it's challenging. There are some things, there are filings that need to get done. And so we just work around it. There might be teams that say, you know, can't do it for that whole week. So they'll do it for part of that week, and then they'll do it for a part of a different week. And so we just work around it so that the point is everyone gets to unplug for that period. So that's been really cool and challenging, but pays tremendous dividends. In addition to the unlimited paid time off, we have a program which we call Ignite, and it's pretty different than a lot of companies. So we give everyone an annual learning allowance, which they can use to develop themselves in any way, so personally or professionally. We have people using that annual allowance to go skydiving and learn how to do that, to become yoga instructors, to learn a language, to get certifications that will help them professionally. And it is a big topic of discussion. A lot of people will share, this is what I did. We have someone that did a Porsche driving experience. The theory there is back to the whole person. Developing yourself in any way helps improve your potential, how you present yourself at work. And in my theory, developing yourself in every way would help you be a better professional.
Denise, you certainly are a risk taker, being the chief people officer and signing off on paying for skydiving courses and Porsche driving and things like that.
It was a crazy idea, which my team took and ran with. And needless to say, our employees love it. And so it is a huge component of employee satisfaction, employee retention, as well as attraction.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Denise, brings us nicely on to the espresso round now, where the questions are short, sharp to the point. I know you've already had your black coffee for the day, but are you ready for the espresso round?
I'm ready.
The espresso round.
Denise, what would be your one piece of advice for a leader or an executive coming in to interview there at Fortitude Re?
For me, it's be confident, yet be humble. Our CEO calls it a sneaker culture. And I asked him what he meant by that. He said, you know, we run really fast, we're super aggressive, but we like to be normal people and casual and relaxed at work. And so I think this idea of being very confident in your capabilities and being able to convey your subject matter, but being a humble human who can work in that flat hierarchical structure is important.
Speaking to your peers in the industry, other senior people leaders within insurance, what would be your one piece of advice when it comes to hiring great talent? What's been the key thing that's worked for you?
I work with some amazing HR peers, so I'm sure this is not going to be a revolutionary piece of advice. But for me, it's a constant reminder is that the how is more important than the what. And how someone does their work, the behaviors that they exhibit, the culture carrier aspect of an individual is not something that you can really train as well as the what. And so I tend to emphasize what someone brings to the table there more than what they've been able to produce over their career.
Presumably that helps with bringing diverse talent into the business. So it's not just about the what, purely the experience that you've got, but how you've done things and how that can be transferable into the way that you like to run things there. In terms of working with external partners, what's the most important thing to you when working with a search firm or a recruiting firm?
Yeah, that's a great question. I'm sure you've heard this before, which is listening, right? So an external partner who really listens and doesn't assume in terms of what the realities are, what the needs are, et cetera. And then coupled with that, I really enjoy search partners who aren't afraid to challenge or to have a perspective. And you know, I've worked with partners before who say, I know you say that's your top candidate, but actually I think this person over here might be a better match. And here's why. In my mind, that's really what we're paying for.
Being truly consultative rather than just being a job taker, give advice, consultancy from the wide breadth of work that they're doing with other firms and other companies.
Absolutely.
In the industry, that insights there. Interesting what you say as well about being a good listener and not assuming. I think sometimes as practitioners, you can make certain assumptions which are often unfounded. And I think that's very, very important, actually, just to really listen to your client. In terms of technology, is there a tool or any tech that you're using there that's working well as part of the hiring process?
So we're just implementing SeekOut, which is a tool that's going to help us find not only great candidates, but diverse candidates. And so that's something that we're very excited about. I'll have to come back and tell you the results of that because it's very new, but we're excited. And then we're using a lot, and this doesn't seem like technology, but we're using a lot of video to tell the story and our brand. And that seems to be really resonating well, not only with candidates, but I always think about we're reselling ourselves to our employees every day. And so really reiterating why this is such a special place to work. And so we're doing that on a YouTube channel. We're doing that in our LinkedIn profile. And those are really two places that are helping us in recruitment. And then from a recruitment technology, we're using Greenhouse as well. And that has been a really fantastic streamlining of our processes, which helps from our candidate experience as well as our own hire experience.
Final question of the espresso round. What would you say the one lesson your job has taught you that you think everybody should learn at some point in their life?
I think for me, it's all about people, right? That's the theme. People are complex yet predictable. They're surprising and fascinating. All of those things kind of wrapped into one. And what's fascinating is, I think, the potential for people to grow and learn. And that is what keeps me so engaged in this type of role.
Thank you, Denise. It's been a really great conversation. I've really enjoyed it. But before we go there, do you have maybe a piece of closing advice for our listeners? And if there are people out there now, particularly within the reinsurance world, who are considering an opportunity, they might be considering an opportunity at Fortitude. What is the best way of them either reaching out to you or learning more?
So to learn more, definitely check out our LinkedIn page, watch our videos from our own people telling you why this is such an amazing place. I can be reached through LinkedIn at Denise Nichols, or at Fortitude Re, which is denise.nichols@fortitude-re.com. And then in terms of my advice is curiosity is underrated. If you stay curious, it makes even the largest challenges more fun.
Absolutely, especially within the insurance world. I think that curiosity, it's amazing how far you can take your career within insurance if you are curious, because there's so many doors, there's so many avenues, so many product lines, so many different areas of our industry that unless you have that curiosity, you just never find out about them. There's some great opportunities there. So I think that's a great way for us to finish on, Denise. It's been a pleasure to have you on the show today. Thank you so much for your time. Look forward to checking in with you again to see how the business is growing. Thank you for your time today.
Great. Thank you, Nick.
Thank you for listening to the Insurance Coffee House with Nick Hoadley. Join us next time for another episode packed with insights and advice for senior leaders, C-suite executives, and ambitious insurance professionals. Stream all episodes at insurance-search.com.